Of Long Island's 13 towns, Riverhead has the fastest-growing Latino population. Many immigrants to the town are Guatemalan, and they come from a particular town in Guatemala, San Raimundo. WSHU contributor Will James traveled to San Raimundo last year, and he conducted dozens of interviews in Guatemala and then on Long Island to trace that connection back to the first man who made the journey.
San Raimundo is an hour's drive north of Guatemala's capital, on a bumpy road lined with soaring mountain views and a river choked with garbage.
Por eso todo empieza así. Es como empieza la historia, ¿va?
Daniel García says he grew up here with 8 siblings and no shoes. He left school after 6th grade and started cutting sugarcane for a few dollars a day. But he says his life changed when he was 16. A distant relative who had been working on a farm in Riverhead, New York, came home to San Raimundo to visit.
And he told me something about New York, right? And that I was 16 years old. I say I like to go to the United States too, I say. And maybe we can go together, he say. So and then I don't see him anymore. He left, and then I left too. I was 17 years old.
Hundreds of people from San Raimundo have a story like this. They are stuck in their lives when one day a friend or relative offers them a glimpse out of poverty, a path that often leads through Riverhead. People from San Raimundo say they also travel to the areas around Los Angeles, San Diego, and Chicago. Garcia, now an American citizen, lives most of the year with his wife and 3 sons here in his hometown. But he spends a few months each year in Riverhead trimming trees.
We work sometimes 7 days. We work 14 hours.
It's been 30 years since Garcia first came to Riverhead. He's seen it change, like how the town's Latino population grew from 6 to 14% of the general population between 2000 and 2010.
Yeah, the first time I go over there, couldn't find anybody to speak Spanish in 1985. And right now, I see delis, a lot of Spanish stores.
San Raimundo has changed, too. People who live here say money earned on Long Island and elsewhere in the United States has allowed residents to build new homes and start businesses. Brightly painted concrete houses have replaced metal shacks with dirt floors.
Somebody might leave a house that was a dirt floor that a lot of mice got into, things like that.
Libby Avalos is a living example of how intertwined San Raimundo and Long Island have become. She grew up not far from Riverhead in Matatuck and married a man from San Raimundo.
He was working with my brother and father at the time.
She moved to San Raimundo with her 4 children in 2013 for some of the same reasons Guatemalans say they go to the United States. Wages back home don't correspond to the cost of living.
This town is lovely, you know. The problem here is that a wage in Guatemala is not, I'm trying to think of how to say it right in English, it's not going to earn you a living. Ganar la vida.
As San Raimundo's fortunes rose over the years with wages sent from the United States, so did Danilo Garcia's. With the money he earned on Long Island, he built a neat cement house in Guatemala. Down the road lies a 2-acre gated park he bought for his 3 sons, where he built a pool, 2 water slides, and a basketball court. He says he owes it all to the relative he met when he was 16, the one who told him there was money to be made in Riverhead.
For me, he's the connection, because then he started the nephews, cousins, friends.
But how did 2 towns 3,000 miles apart become connected in the first place? We track down the answer in a house at the edge of a sod field in a part of Riverhead called Calverton.
Long Island. Wow. Beautiful. I like it here. Wonderful.
This is Tránsito Pérez, the relative Garcia met when he was 16 and the first person from San Raimundo to stumble upon Long Island.
In that time, nobody got a corn here.
It was 1975. Perez says he worked in a New Jersey factory but missed his days as a child growing corn and beans with his father in San Raimundo. He asked a friend where he might find work on a farm. Long Island, the friend said. So Perez went there, appearing at the doorstep of a Wading River farmer named Bill Nohel, who gave him a job.
Mr. Bill put everything. Potatoes, onions, cauliflower, cabbage, and tomatoes, pepper, radish, and fennel.
6 years later, Nohel brought on some of Perez's relatives.
Then come my Ruben, my nephew, Herbert's brother, come Roberto, my brother, in that time.
And a connection was born.
And after finish work, one, the first day, I say, Mr. Bill, you like the guys? Good. I like the guys. Oh.
Some of Perez's relatives found work on other farms and brought over their own friends and family, and the community grew. Immigration from Central America is transforming Long Island, and experts say this is how it works, through networks of family and friends.
Hello.
Sister Margaret Smith is a nun who runs a Riverhead nonprofit that helps immigrants.
People go where they have comfort. People go where they know people ahead of them. They know people from their village that might be there. And so it's not an uncommon thing for people to come in here. Where are you from? San Raimundo. I always tease them and say, is there anybody still in San Raimundo? Because there's so many here.
And in Riverhead, it all started with a man who wanted to work on a farm.
That's exactly how it is with my family. I feel like it's incredible and bizarre.
Tránsito Pérez's son, Hansel, works as an animator for Bloomberg LP in Manhattan. He says he grew up watching his father and mother, Roselia, nurture a young Guatemalan community in Riverhead.
These were boys. You know, no matter how tough they are, they're still like kind of children, and they're over here. And my mom kind of became like a mother to everybody.
Tránsito picked up new arrivals at the airport. Roselia cooked lunches and sold them to farm workers from her van. And when the United States offered amnesty to immigrants in the country illegally in 1986, Roselia helped dozens in the Guatemalan community navigate the application process.
My mom, being this proactive woman she was, she made sure everybody around us, everybody filled out their paperwork.
Roselia Perez died of complications from diabetes in 2011. Her younger son, Byron, became Riverhead Town's first Latino police officer last year. And today, many farm workers from San Raimundo are citizens. Some of their children are office managers, even medical students. As for Tránsito Perez, he's 68 now. He still lives in Riverhead, and he still works on a farm. For WSHU News, I'm Will James.